This is Electric Sisterhood, episode 43, Pod of War. Well, this is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And this is episode 43 of the Electric Sisterhood podcast.
Wow.
Yeah.
We just have nothing to not talk about.
I know. It's like we can go on and on pretty much for fucking ever.
Like an Energizer bunny.
Yeah.
Douche, douche. I should get one of those drums.
You know, you really should. I think that'd be a lot of fun. Because then I can call you my little monkey sister. You'd be like, shh, shh, shh.
No, those are cymbals, not drums.
Some monkeys beat drums.
Anyway.
All right, we'll move on. I don't want to go down that road.
Yes, neither do I.
I have to do the business before we get started on anything else. You got to keep hitting us up on the website, www.electricsisterhood.com. Or you can use our short address, esh.mobi, that's esh.mobi. The short address gets you to the long website. So pimp us to your friends, please.
I pimp myself every day.
I don't even want to talk about
that. Popping my collar.
No.
Just kidding.
No, I refuse to pop my collar.
Just kidding. Right. I'm just kidding.
You better be. In any JK. Case, hit us up on the website, check out our reviews, comment, and you could win candy.
I love candy.
I love candy, too. And I would have a candy bitch right now for you people if I wasn't just, you know, kind of lazy this week and didn't pick one. So, deal with it. Maybe next week there'll be a candy bitch.
Or a t-shirt.
Or a t-shirt bitch. It could happen.
It could.
It very well could, people.
I'll soften her up a little bit.
Do I need water softener?
No.
No?
No.
Am I too hard for the people?
No, of
Are you
course
sure?
not. Yes.
All right. Because, you know, I don't want to be hard. I want to be soft and squishy. Like a plushie.
Plushies are soft.
Yeah. And plush.
Yeah.
And Pandalicious is a lush. But that's another podcast.
Hey!
I'm just saying, if I'm lying, I'm dying. Come on. Yeah, you're smiling. Don't even let the silence fool you. Other than that, I really don't have any other business other than you need to come through and hit up the Freshware store and buy some of our shit.
I know, we sit here and make up all these cute designs and really funny things, and none of you guys are rocking it. Why not?
I know. Do you have something against sisters?
Would you rather wear burlap bags? We could do that.
No. Burlap is itchy, and, like, it makes me break out.
Well, if they don't want to wear our cool gear, we might as well give them something crappy like burlap.
If they don't want to wear our gear, I'm not giving them shit! In any case, that's all the business that I have for right now, so I'm going to turn the microphone over to Pandalicious to start off Pod of War.
Hey, guys. Well, I guess from the title alone, you can kind of guess where we're leaning this week.
No!
yes. For all of you guys who don't know, yes, I am a lush, sorry. God of War 2 came out, has been released for maybe, what, 3-4 days? And we're here bringing it to you as fast as we could, you know, beat the game. And
which was pretty fast, actually.
Considering that it only came out, like, on Wednesday, and we're talking to you, like, technically on, you know, Friday. But, yeah, pretty fast, and what a ride. What a ride.
It was sweet.
Kratos is sexier than ever, and more of a badass, too. And there's no way men and women alike could not come running.
Oh, so sexy.
To play and beat this game. We have beat this game in under 10 hours. Yes, we're addicts. Yeah, we're crazy for Kratos.
Oh, that should be a shirt.
It should be.
Yeah.
Yep, see another shirt that you'll probably never buy from our store because you're lame.
She said it, not me. I would never say that you're lame.
Well, if you guys were pimping our stuff, maybe I wouldn't say you guys were lame, but that's okay. I'm lame because I don't wear our stuff either. But I haven't gotten my shirt yet, so that's why.
Yep, dig it in.
It's okay.
It's all right.
Anyway, so talk about in your face, I'm literally going to fuck you up fun. This is what this game screams to you since you load it up. You know, if you played God of War 1, and I'm assuming you guys are totally elite and badass, so you have.
Yep.
We know that Kratos is a badass who's pretty much trying to rage war against gods, or more or less Ares, because Ares fucked him up big time. Well, if you've beaten the first game, spoiler alert, you kill Ares. You know, and you're kind of going against, you know, the rest of the gods. Because you're kind of the cool new God of War on the block and no one wants to play with you because they don't really know you.
I know. You should always share the Tinker Toys, people.
But apparently the other gods didn't want to play with, you know, Kratos. And Kratos was like, you know what? Well, fuck that. I'm just going to fuck up these mortals. And he makes this super elite army of Sparta because, you know, he came from Sparta. And they're just going around killing shit because, you know, that's what technically Spartans do.
Yeah.
And all the other gods are like, whoa, you know... We thought Kratos was going to be kind of cool. He's kind of abusing his power. And Athena, who, you know, was kind of awesome in the first game, though she kind of, you know, gypped Kratos in the end because she makes him think that he's getting one thing when, in fact, he's not getting that at all and he's getting kind of option B.
The shaft.
But then again, being a god isn't necessarily a shaft. But it wasn't exactly what he was aiming for at the end of this game. And, you know, and she's just like, I can't protect you anymore. Everyone's getting kind of angry. And he's like, I don't need any protection, bitch. And goes off to do his thing. Well, she kind of turns his back on him. You know, and he gets kind of stripped of his powers.
Betrayal.
And then on top of that, Zeus has to come down because Athena's like crying like a little bitch. Oh no, what have I done? Because she's kind of got a thing for Kratos. Or at least that's what we think.
She's got a thing for Kratos. Who wouldn't have a thing for Kratos?
But anyway, I'm not going to talk about the whole story. I'm actually going to talk about the gameplay because I was the one who actually kind of sat through and have played through it. If you're curious about, you know, controller button mashing, crazy panicking, you have nothing to worry about. If you were elite master of God of War 1, you'll have no problems bouncing back in God of War 2. The button sequences are actually a little easier this time around. You know, you're pretty much mashing your square and your triangle button for your light and heavy mashes. But through the weapons that you get, which, you know, since you get reduced to being immortal, your Athena blades are just, you know, crappy blades again. You get the Spear of Destiny, which actually has no Roman tie at all. It's actually a Christian thing and not a Greek or Roman mythology thing.
Mm-hmm.
A Barbarian Hammer, because, yes, the barbarian that you kind of slaughter... In the first game, or rather, Kratos slaughters when he calls out for Ares. Yeah, he kind of comes back dead-ish.
Yeah.
And riding this really cool dead horsey thingy.
Which I think is actually, like, homage to, like, Ante, the demon horse of fire that only a certain supreme warrior can ride. Like, he refuses all other warriors.
I think I've heard something along that.
Yeah, and I think that's what it's kind of like an homage to, but not exactly him, because there's no way the Barbarian King was the ultimate warrior.
No, especially because, you know, Ares just kind of, you know, killed him dead.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Moving on.
So, you know, you get that dude's hammer, you get the Blade of Olympus, which is actually the sword that Zeus kind of wields, but it's kind of a catch-22, because at first you get it when you're still a god, so you're kind of rocking it like a badass mofo, but then it kind of, you know, takes your powers and eats them.
It's like a succubus,
keeps them.
But
yeah.
In sword form.
Yeah, but that's okay, because then when you get it back, you know, and you actually get to play with it in the bonus play, because you have to beat the game completely through before it will unlock for you to be able to play it through the game. Though technically in the game you're supposed to lose it, but, you know, the wonders of God of War, they're going to let you keep it. And the advanced levels of it, when you max it out to your levels 1, 2, and 3, or 4, depending on which one it is, the powers get a lot better, and the moves become even sweeter.
Sick! I mean, sick combos,
yeah.
People!
And your fingers don't hurt at the end of them, which is surprising because in God of War 1... My fingers were a little sore.
My thumbs hurt real bad.
Yeah, mine too. But not in this game considerably. And, you know, there's a lot more case-sensitive reactions. You know, like when you would, you know, go against someone and they would tell you you have to hit a certain sequence in order to finish out the whole, like, scene. There's a lot more of them in this game.
And
you really kind of have to be paying attention because you can't afford to fuck up. Because they don't come just, you know, when you're killing a minotaur and you're shoving your blades down its throat and then, like, the jaw gets detached from the rest of the skull, which does happen, which is a lot of fun. But, you know, God forbid, you know, you're fighting one of the bosses and the last, like, fight is a whole sequence. So you can't afford to fuck up because there goes your whole boss battle. And let me tell you, that happened too much to me. Wasn't too thrilled about it.
No.
So pay attention.
Learn your shapes, people. Triangle is not square.
No. Well, if you fucked up in geometry, it probably is, but go learn your shapes.
Yes.
And your directions on your analog sticks, because that also fucked me up. Because apparently I can't make, you know, circles.
No. Circle's not panda friend.
No.
Panda likes square.
I like square. I like square.
Zombie's coming up the hill right now. Shoot him in the head. Shoot him in the head.
You can't say press A because, you know.
I was going to say press square.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
But now it's fucked up, so continue talking.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
So anyway, you know, in the first God of War, you know, you're kind of running around slashing things with your blades, you know, and everything seems kind of choppy because you're a crude badass warrior. There's no real beauty to your slaughter. It's just, hey, I'm going to cut off your head. Bam, there it is. This game really kind of makes it look a lot more beautiful.
Elegant?
Yes. Almost. All the combos seem to kind of meld into one giant pot of blood and lust. And I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, good times.
Yeah, wanted to light some candles, you know, put some Michael Bublé on in the back and just go at it for hours.
I can't say his name for anything. It always comes out on like, blah, blah. Michael blah.
Bublé. But you get the idea. You know, you don't have to sit there and worry about, you know, breaking your chain of combos because everything kind of works together. And not only can you mix, you know, your fighting style with, you know, another combo from another weapon, because they do kind of make it a little easier from you to switch from your blades to, I don't know, your blade or the spear or the hammer with, like, a flick of a button. But they also allow you to use magic when you're, like, laying out your sweet moves. So not only are you slashing, but then all of a sudden a thunderbolt shows up and completely, like, obliterates everything that you were originally slashing. And who doesn't want that? I mean, it helped me.
Well, because it now lets you, instead of, you know, the max combo that you could get off before, if you were slick, maybe be a 30 or 40 hit combo, now you can amass, you know, 115, 115, 200 hit combo.
112 for me. But anyway, you get the point. They made this game a little easier on your mind and your gamer soul. You know, though Kratos did seem a little more ruthless.
He was a little pissed off about being betrayed yet again by a god.
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't take too kindly to that.
But regardless of that, I mean, it's a lot more friendly on your hands. I mean, I have to honestly say that the only thing I did not care for, and this is even a very light dislike because you get over it really quick with everything else that's going on, they really kind of gyp you on camera angles again.
Yeah, I was disappointed.
I was hoping
that
you'd be able to slightly adjust it. I mean, I don't want them to be able to let me have full control of the camera so I know where everything is. You know, when you're kind of teetering on this little piece of wood and you kind of can't see if you're actually walking on another piece of wood or you're going to fall and die, which happens a lot when you first start, mind you.
You are dead. Get used to seeing those words, people. You'll see it a lot.
So besides that, I really can't say anything bad about this gameplay. I mean, if you're a diehard fan who wants to get this done in under 24 hours, it can be done. I mean, I went and bought the strategy guide with the sick art book, which is quite sick, and you probably shouldn't, you know, eat chips when you look through it for a couple of pictures. But, it's still, overall, a kick-ass game. So if you don't have it, go get it. And if you can't afford to get it, con one of your friends who has money to loan you the money to go get it.
Yeah.
And that's really all I have to say about that. I mean, I didn't go into the stories because I think that's what Ninja's going to do.
Yeah, that's on me.
So I think I'm going to take the mic of 1,000 Truths, which now looks like the sweet blade of Olympus.
Sweet!
With all the maxed out capabilities.
Oh, yeah. Level 3, baby. Level 3.
I'm going to pass it to Ninja Sister. What are you going to do with it,
sis? I'm going to use this shit and I'm going to, like, chop my computer in half.
Don't hold L1 and square. Hold L1 and square.
Shoot him in the head. Shoot him in the head.
Press square.
All right, so let me break down to you the story going on in God of War 2, just for those of you who haven't been enticed yet to pick it up, you lame motherfuckers.
Go get it.
You really have to get this game. The story picks up where the first game left off, and so Kratos has killed Ares. He's now ascended to Olympus. He's the new God of War. Like Panda said, he and his huge Spartan army are pretty much laying waste to the entire empire and taking it over in the name of Kratos, God of War. And this angers Zeus because he doesn't like this new upstarty kid. He's kind of worse than the one he replaced, and he's regretting his decision.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Athena comes to him and is like, Kratos, you gotta, you know, tone the shit back a little bit because the other gods, they're not liking what
you're
they're seeing.
You're pissing off daddy.
Ooh. She said it, not me. And
it's true.
Kratos is like, fuck you. Fuck you. You're cool. Fuck you. And I'm out. And he jumps off his throne, heads down to where the armies are laying siege. And Athena, kind of with a little tear in her eye, whoop, says, then I have no choice.
Oh, that was a good voice.
Thank you. I was working on that earlier because I really wanted to, you know, capture the moment.
That was actually really good.
Yeah, yeah. So, Athena drops down, turns him to human size. You battle a big-ass statue, dude.
The Colossus of Rhodes.
Yeah, right off the bat, they're not even being nice to you and, you know, letting you spend too much time to get your buttons underneath you. But the story is just great. As it unfolds, you learn about the great war between the Titans and the gods. And it's kind of sad because it's basically a story of sons uprising and taking the place of their fathers.
Oedipus Rex complex, kind of, sort of?
Yeah, except none of them fuck their mothers, at least.
Well, as far as we know.
Yeah. It's fucking, but not a...
Let's not take that direction, future developers.
Alright, because that's another podcast. But you learn that Rhea, Zeus's mother, who was supposed to sacrifice all of her children to Cronos, their father, because it had been told to him by an oracle that one of his children was going to pretty much kill him and take his throne and powers, wanted to eat Zeus, who was the last, but Rhea, you know, being a mom, protecting the young, switched the baby for a rock and sent it to Gaia, Mother Earth, leader of the Titans.
Yeah.
And she raised him.
Unfortunately, on this little island, which technically, I guess, was her back.
Yes. But unfortunately, Zeus was not pleased that he was alive. No, it wasn't enough. He had to exact his revenge on the Titans. Sound familiar? And did so, and pretty much sentenced his dad to wander the desert. You know, remember in the first game when he had to go to get Pandora's box? That big motherfucker that the Pandora's castle was on? Yeah, him. That's his daddy. And he pretty much took him down and a bunch of the other Titans. And while you play through the game, you actually meet these Titans. And so all the powers of the gods that you got in the first game
get stripped away.
And you gain powers from the different Titans. So as you pass along, you'll meet Typhus, you'll meet Lachides, you'll meet Atlas, who's actually voiced by Michael Clark Duncan, which hot chocolate.
Oh yummy. My God. Scary, intense black man. I love it.
Yes, yes. And once again, Linda Hunt provides the voice of the narrator, which we find in this game
is Gaia.
Is Gaia, who'd been telling the story from the first time and now this time. And it's really interesting because initially Gaia presents herself as trying to help Kratos just seek his revenge because there are bigger plans for him. And as you progress through the story, you realize that Gaia has her own kind of motives.
Everyone's got their own agenda.
She's actually using Kratos because she believes he's the only one who can defeat Zeus and aid the Titans. And so, once he's made mortal, tells Kratos that the only way that he can get the revenge that he wants is to seek out the Sisters of Fate.
Seeking out the sisters!
It's always on the sisters, man. Sisters be setting that shit straight.
We're the people in charge.
So that's what you do, and you battle through Hades, but this time it's much smaller because you basically just have to crawl out.
Yeah, it's not that big hole that the ditch digger kind of digs for you.
There are no thorny rows with spikes that plunge you to your death. You
just thank the gods, or rather, the titans.
Thank the titans, because you just basically have to crawl up. You knock off a few hands, but you just crawl up.
It's really kind of simple.
I was like, oh, thank you, developers, because if I had to do another Hades level, I was going to...
I was a little worried when we died. I was like, oh, no.
Not Hades again.
No, not again.
But you don't. And as you progress through the story, what I love was that the visuals looked so amazing. I mean, it is a PlayStation 2 title, which you have to keep in mind, but it looks...
really good.
Stunning. There's a part when you're actually trying to get to the aisle that the Sisters of Fate, supposedly, their tower is on.
Which it is. The spire is on this island.
The spire is on the island. And you have to use these four massive horses to actually pull the island to where you are. And the animation is just amazing. The battles that you have in the air, there's no choppiness. There's no slowdown. It's just
wonderful. It's pure mayhem!
It really is, because there are parts where you actually jump off Pegasus onto a griffin.
And you rip out its wings and you throw it like it's a piece of garbage.
And then you jump off the carcass back onto Pegasus.
It's awesome.
And do it over.
And over and over again.
And over again.
Yes!
And
it's sweet!
So satisfying. But what I love was that the story this time was just as deep as the story last time. It caught me from the beginning, absolutely, again, just like it did
last
time. And I was really scared about that because, you know, David Jaffe was not helming this game this go-round. Corey Balrog was. And I was very scared that, you know, Jaffe's a really intense guy. I was afraid that some of that intensity was going to be lost.
Well, I don't think we really have to worry about it now.
I was really surprised because there are times, as I'm watching the game unfold, that Kratos isn't as dark as we're used to. Like, he spends a big chunk of this game doing things that people should not see. I mean, he rips the head off fucking dogs.
With the blade of Olympus, no less.
Yeah.
Mutilation.
I mean, there are times he's ripping eyeballs out of Cyclopses. I mean, there's a point, there's a move.
You don't see Cute and Cuddly and Kratos coming into the same sentence.
No, you just don't. I mean, there are moves where he, like, rips a person's arm off and then uses the blade that's attached to their arm to finish them off.
It's pretty cool.
He's not warm and fuzzy.
No.
It's awesome looking, but there are these moments. Like, as I said, this is going to be a spoiler alert. So
spoiler alert.
If you don't want to deal with it, then fast forward through this part, or, you know, find a different show to listen to that isn't going to tell you the good stuff. But there's a moment where Kratos is battling a kraken, and he has this blackout vision where what he thinks is his wife is walking towards him, and he has this really sad moment where he's like, I am so sorry. Can you ever forgive me, my love?
That's also a very good voice. Good job.
Thank you. But you see the sadness in his eyes, and you see that there is this
side of him that actually feels really bad.
It can also give you hope that he could be redeemed, and that he's not a complete bad guy.
Yeah.
He's not. He's been fucked over, and he just wants vengeance.
Yeah.
That's all he ever wanted. And, you know, then there's this other moment, again, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert!
Where you're getting towards the end of the game and you're about to go against Zeus.
You're about to give Zeus what he has coming to him.
And Athena steps in and tries to stop you from doing it. And you lunge in to deal the final blow to Zeus.
And you miss!
No, you don't miss.
Well,
Athena jumps in the way and takes the blade.
Yeah.
And relays the ending part of the story. And you see that Kratos is genuinely sad.
That he stabbed her through.
That she's dying. Not so much that he stabbed her
through. Yeah, the fact that she jumped in the blade.
But he's sad because, you know, as much as any god has been on his side, through the story. It's been Athena. Yeah. And now she's gone.
Yeah.
And you can see in that moment the tenderness that she has for him, and you can tell that she really does.
She's got a thing for him, but what woman on this planet doesn't?
Exactly. But the story is as compelling in the second go-round as it was the first, which I was really glad to see. And the fact that you can chain your melee attacks with your magic attacks just makes for some just fun fucking gameplay. I mean, the game is short, but the first one was short as well, and there are people that are going to criticize that. Personally, me, I like it, because that means that I can get in, get the story, and then go back and get all the shit I missed the first time, because you're just so excited to see what happens next.
And trust me, there are things you're going to want to go back into the game and get.
Yeah, because it's really obvious to me that this is going to be a game that you play over and over again, because they really worked on the bonus play.
Yeah.
Much more in this game than they did on the first one. So there are things that you can unlock when going through bonus play, additional costumes, one of which looks like an Athena costume.
We're not sure because I haven't unlocked it yet.
But it looks like a chick and it looks like Athena's silhouette.
Because she holds swords on her back, and it definitely looks like there's swords at the back of the silhouette.
Yep. So that's definitely something that you can unlock.
Either that or he's going to be a sick ninja. Ninja of war.
Oh my god, I would need a towel if that's the case.
I can get one. There's like...
I might need two towels.
Because I might need Kratos, to do some laundry, but I know I've got one.
Because if Kratos goes... And I have to say that the bonus mode is just... It's just the way that you need to go. I mean, because you can keep all your weapons, you can keep all your money and roll that over from the previous mode of play, you can really go back and max out your weapons to see what they really can do. And it makes a huge difference as you're going through these levels to actually have all that extra money and have all your weapons and be able to use them. And then really go back and find the items that you missed the first time because you're spending so much time just wanting to see what happens next that you didn't give a fuck about the fucking urn. You just wanted to go and face the big fat Medusa bitch.
Oh, she was a bitch.
She's a bitch.
Divine retribution, baby.
Oh my god.
Hold down the L button, hit square.
L button and square.
Pretty much all the sweet boom daddy combos start with holding down the L button.
Yeah, L1. Just learn to love it.
Love it, live it.
I love my L1.
That'd be a good shirt.
Yeah, it would, but the bitches don't buy shirts, so...
I know, I'm just saying, if they did, they would totally rock the I love my L1.
And I bring up the urns because there's something that you can find as you're playing in the game to use for the bonus rounds, the bonus play, basically. And what the urns do are basically replace those cheetahs that you get to give yourself unlimited health. They built the shit into the game, and you can turn them on at will. So if you need infinite magic because the boss battle that you're going to do, it would be so much easier... If you didn't have to worry about refilling magic, turn it on and commence to whoop ass.
But only if it's a bonus play.
Yeah, you can't do it in regular play.
One. It
that
would not
you would
work.
Still need a cheat disc for. But cheaters never prosper. They just get all the unlockables.
And brag about it to their friends at the cafeteria table.
You cheating
don't
bastards.
Think I don't know.
We know who you are. And you know who
I've
you
done
are.
It.
I've done it too, but I'm reformed now. But you can go back and face challenges that you missed, find the things that you didn't or weren't able to take the time with the first go-round to really enjoy. You know, there are things that I'm seeing now that Panda's going through it for basically her first time, but it's the second time that we've seen it because we have a friend who's kind of like us, into the games, and well...
Who can devote hours upon hours upon hours sitting on our comfy couch playing it on our new TV.
And pretty much beat the thing in like, I'm going to say...
Under 8 hours.
8 hours. So I got to watch and really take in all of the environment, all of the artistry of the dialogue, the way the story unfolds, and the scenery. Which if you can take the time to take a look at the scenery for a PlayStation 2 game, it looks damn good.
He basically got to listen to us bitch about every time he died because he didn't use his magic, or when I'd read out the boss battle, like, guidelines, and he wouldn't care and just totally beat it before I finished the
sentence. Totally like a man to not take direction.
Yeah. But he beat the game in under 10 hours.
So,
Kudos to that a-hole.
So, kudos to you, Paul Wall.
You my bitch. Anyway.
Anyway. Kratos is bad as ever. He's sexy as ever. He's hard as ever. And I just can't play the game enough. It's going to be a greatest hits title. And the way that they set the story up sets it up for God of War 3. When you finish the game,
you'll know what we're talking about, for one.
And so you'll understand why I say that I am now lusting over God of War 3. They can't come out with it fast enough. And I hope to God it's a PlayStation 3 title, because it's going to look amazing. It's going to sound amazing. The fact that they kept all the original voice work so that it stayed linear great.
Hey, Ninja. Think about Kratos in PS3 form. On your screen, in your surround sound.
Yeah, because I have a 42-inch television. Kratos is going to be huge.
And hot. And badass.
I'm going to need a towel. And so will you. So I'm going to give this game a 4 out of 5. And the only reason why it's not a 5 out of 5 is because, to me, as I've been watching the gameplay unfold, sometimes it's really difficult to tell where it is that you're supposed to go to get a good visual cue of what's supposed to happen, or a good visual cue on how to figure out how to solve a particular puzzle or make your way out of the room. And the other thing that I really don't like, well, one of the other things I really don't like, is this whole, you have 15 seconds to jump on this ledge before you die, and if you're a centimeter off where we want you to be before you make the jump, you die. Oh.
Yeah, they kind of put you. They kind of put you at a really disadvantage with the time clock. And they don't even really give you a time clock until, like, one of the very ending rooms where you have to wind back time. Yes, I'm giving you a spoiler here. And then they show you the 30 seconds that you have to get to where you need to be. But besides that, you kind of just, you know, wind up a winder and pray to God you hit the right point at the right time. Oh, you're screwed!
And it winds up with you having to try and make the same jump 10 times, 15 times in a row. And let me tell you, you are dead, gets old really quick.
You'd eventually be them to say, aw, try again.
Yep.
And but no, you are dead.
And then the last thing, and the other reason why I have to dock it, is because when you are in rage mode, you know, in the first game, you didn't take any health damage. In this one, you do actually take damage when you're in rage mode. And I think that that's really kind of lame. Because if you have the rage of a titan, you should be invulnerable
for however long that game runs.
It's the way that it worked in the first game, and so I think it's kind of lame that they took it away in the second one. So, with that said, I guess I'm going to have to give you the ending business, because I think we're about close to calling this one done.
Yeah, I think so, too.
So, keep hitting us up on the website, people. www.electricsisterhood.com. It is the home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl Gaming Gadget and Anime Podcast. Definitely visit the Freshware store. We're working on new designs. We'll have new t-shirts out. And if you bitches don't buy some, we're going to have a very sad panda on our hands.
You're going to make me cry. Do you want me to cry? It's not cool to see me cry, okay?
It's not cool to see her.
I'm very ugly when I cry. And we want to keep me hot, so please, buy a t-shirt.
Help keep Pandalicious hot, people. We need that
keep
to happen.
Keep the panda in the Pandalicious, baby.
Yep. Yeah, definitely subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. You can find us. We're listed in the podcast section under video games. Or you can use the link that's on our website to subscribe in iTunes if you already have it on your computer. We love to see those numbers go up, because that means more giveaways for you people. We love to give you love.
I love to give you shit.
Not real shit, but stuff shit.
Like our candy, or a t-shirt, or something else really cool.
The hot shit.
My shit. Well, not my actual shit, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's a completely another podcast. A completely different giveaway, which I don't think we really want to get into.
Yeah, let's not go
there. So on that note, I'm going to have to call this podcast toast.
I think it's toast.
What are you going to do with your toast?
I actually am going to burn my toast and put it in an urn. That if you unlock in the game, it, like, gives you, like,
unlimited toast?
Yeah.
Are you going to be the toast of war?
I am the panda of war.
Oh, good.
I'm a secret unlockable character.
Okay.
What are you going to do with your toast?
I'm actually gonna take my toast and I'm gonna turn it into the toast of Olympus. And whenever you use it, it'll make whatever you touch like super creamy and buttery, but hot and hard at the same time. Yeah, take that and run with it.
Yeah, that's kind of hard. I have to think about that one.
So with that, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we are totally out.
And we're out.